Hey everyone, welcome to Addicted to Triathlon. Whether you've been doing triathlons for years or you want to do your first one and don't know how to start, listen to our podcast, read our articles, check out our videos, and ask us questions. We would like to be a part of your journey to becoming addicted to triathlon.
Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon, episode
21.
We can drink.
21 years old.
We can drink now in America.
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
Some Gatorade. Oh. Endurance Gatorade.
I'm drinking Diet Dr. Pepper or a Zero Dr. Pepper. So much for being 21.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are we going to talk about this episode?
We went and watched the Iron Man North America.
Championships, Ironman Texas. Yes.
It wasn't championship.
Yeah, North American Championships.
Yeah.
In Texas, in the Woodlands, Texas.
Yes. And it was so hot.
It was so hot. And we had to bring our dog with us.
And very windy.
Yes. We joined the club of bringing your dog to an Ironman event.
Just because we had to. It's not because we enjoy that stuff. We didn't want to leave our dog home for 10 hours or
12 hours.
That's not very nice.
So we bought him a little wagon because he's just a little chewini.
It's one of those Academy soft wagons.
Yeah. So we have a little chewini that's blind, although he can see out of one eye now.
Yeah.
Because his cataract broke apart. But he enjoyed it. He thought everyone was there for him.
Yeah. Clapping to him. Bowing down to him, pulling him, giving him snacks.
Yeah, so he had a great time.
And he stayed in the wagon without being tied down.
And did you have a great time?
Yeah.
Did you get sunburnt?
I got very sunburnt.
On this one?
Oh, no.
You got sunburnt on the
70.3 we watched.
Yeah, but you're done peeling now.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That was kind of gross.
So we showed up there and we got to the finish line of the swim, right? The swim out.
Mm-hmm.
So we got there and we were watching everyone swim. 2.4 mile swim, right?
Yeah.
So what'd you think of it?
It would be kind of fun.
Yeah, that would be. I think you could swim 2.4 miles.
Probably.
It'd be a long swim, but.
I know, but that's just too much training.
Too much training. Yeah.
I have a life. I mean, that's good. Everyone has their preferences to do half or full, but I have to work and I get home and I'm from work and I'm tired, but sometimes I still train, but it's hard.
So that distance would not be one that would suit your lifestyle.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I think the same thing. Maybe if we still lived in Pensacola, it'd be easier to train for one.
Yeah.
Because you get home pretty fast and we can run long and do stuff. Pensacola, it's easier. It's easier to bike. It's easier.
You want to move down there again?
Run. No, we wouldn't have a job. Well, you would.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Okay. So we watched the swim out and then we just kind of watched how tired they were as it progressed. People were still swimming hard when we got there. But by the time it was getting towards the end of the swim,
people were having a hard time getting out of the ladder.
Yeah, or even just swimming. Their stroke rates were slow. They were sitting up a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that could wear on you.
That would be me.
Yeah, and then they got, luckily there was people in the water that could help pull them up to the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the stairs looked like it was hard for some people. But some people, it was no problem.
Yeah, some of the firsties that got out, they were like, they looked like they had like a chute in the water that was shooting them up, up the ladder.
It was a cannon, a water cannon.
I didn't know if you noticed that, but it's like, there's a jet pushing them or something.
I was looking at some of the videos that we took and I saw one and I thought this guy had fallen down after he got out of the water and went up a ways. And I looked again, I looked a few times and that's where the wetsuit strippers were. So he went down, looked like he fell down, but he went down, and then the wetsuit
You put your legs up and say, strip me.
They just yank it off, and then you're away.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had to run up the hill and turn a corner. And so I went up there and took some video up there where they were coming up the hill. And yeah, towards the end, people were just walking. They were tired already. So they had to go in. And the full Ironman, you have a tent that you can change in.
Yeah.
So a lot of people would go in there and they would grab their special needs bag, transition from swim to bike. So they would go and grab their bike, or grab their special needs bag, where they would have their helmet and their shoes and maybe a jersey, something to change in. But the tents are, they're there for your privacy. Mm-hmm. But a bunch of people stayed outside the tent and changed there, but nothing X-rated or anything like that. It was all PG. So they kept their same suits on or kits on.
Yeah.
And then so you go through the tent and then you come out into the transition area. That was a big transition area, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
So we ended up going around and we got a good bench seat. But
I read in the news there was like 26, 2,600 entries.
Athletes.
Yeah, athletes.
Yeah, it's always packed like that.
You said that there wasn't very much.
It didn't seem like there were very many.
But I think
what I was meaning to say was didn't seem like there were very many spectators. They were all kind of congregated around certain areas,
mm-hmm.
the more popular areas. So
yeah,
like
that's always been like that.
The bike out, the bike in, the first turn,
mm-hmm.
the place where you can drink your beer and watch them run.
All the
restaurants along the little area there mm-hmm. that you run. I forgot what that place is called.
The area. Town center.
Yeah, where you can run out there. We stayed and watched them all bike out. And you had left, and I have a video of this guy. He was like, he got out of the swim and went through his transition and then came out and was getting ready to get on his bike, and his family was there. So they were all cheering him on. He went over and he was hugging and kissing them before the bike out. So you have to cross the line before you can get on your bike.
Mm-hmm.
And when he kicked over his foot or his leg over his bike, he hit his water bottle mount that's behind his seat and the whole thing came off. So I got a video of that too. I posted that. But he was just like
on the website,
on YouTube and the website.
Oh.
Yeah. It's one of the, I did a playlist and it was one of those in there. But he kicked it off and his face was just like, what just happened? What do I do? That's my fuel. I could understand that because, you know, you're training, you need this. So his family came up and people were, yelling at him, hey, you can give it to me and I'll make sure you give us your number and we'll give it, make sure it gets in your transition.
But he knew he needed.
But he needed his fuel. And that's what he said. He goes, this is my fuel. This is my nutrition. And so I don't know if someone said it or he figured it out. He changed out the one that he's got a water bottle holder on his bike. So, you know, the one on your down tube. And so he pulled that one out. He put his fuel in it.
I would have just packed it in my body.
Yeah, he took it out and put his fuel in there. And then someone did say, you've got pockets on your jersey. And he's like, and he's like, so he's stuffing the back pockets of his jersey with his water and his nutrition. So and then he took off. So that was good. It's like after 2.4 miles of swimming, you can still think and do something.
Yeah.
For a 112-mile bike ride.
Yeah, because you don't want to be without your nutrition.
Definitely not.
You need to try to solve the problem before you go.
Yeah, and
even if you take extra time.
Yeah, people even said there's nutrition out in the course, so don't worry about it, you know. But you get used to a nutrition plan that you've trained on, right?
Yeah,
like you did
endurance Gatorade you made for me, which was awesome.
It's more than just Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
It's got special stuff in it.
Yeah.
Sugar. Tablespoons.
Lots of sugar.
Tablespoons of sugar and sodium citrate. So the people, I think they all had left. There was a lot of older people there too. Mm-hmm. Did you see them?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're out there doing it.
I know. And then we saw people haven't came in and finished yet, but we saw people with blood coming and mashed up, twisted.
Yeah. Well, we went to go have lunch and came back and we sat by the transition area.
We didn't have lunch yet. It was before lunch.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So we sat in the transition area.
Saw some twisted and around bikes.
We heard the sirens. Lots of sirens.
Sirens, yeah.
And it was very windy.
Yeah.
I was reading some race reports that was saying that sometimes if you weren't paying attention, the wind would push you.
Yeah.
So they
exactly
they go out on the road. It's a headwind, tailwind.
Been there, done that.
I think two laps on, or maybe three laps on the freeway.
I'm a professional on that part.
Okay. There's a lot of laps, and we just kept hearing sirens.
Was there lots of sirens in Waco?
No.
No?
No. We saw people coming back, walking in with their bikes, or just walking in, and they had their, like, helmets on. Mm-hmm. And we're, like, looking at them, and their arms are bloody. This one guy's face was bloody.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of crashes. Apparently, from what people were also saying, there were a lot of age groupers, like, should I say, cheating by drafting? And so they had little groups. And so I think that had helped with some of creating the crashes. But the wind also helped with that.
Yeah. Just when you're out there, you got to pay attention.
The whole time.
And hold on. And be alert. Like, yeah. Pay attention.
Yeah. Even one of the pros said that she was riding and one of those groups had gone by her. And she was behind someone, and they jerked out of the way really fast, and she had to jerk out of the way really fast, because there was something in the road.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I had a lot of divots and stuff in my road.
Yeah, but you had to practice that. You practice that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay attention.
You got to pay attention ahead of you. You can't just look aside and up and all around and diddle around with your outfit or whatever.
Yeah, and we saw this one bike that came in. I was like looking at it, trying to figure it out. And I tried to catch a video of that too. The handlebars, the triathlon bars.
Were twisted.
Were like vertical. So as if you took your right hand and you pushed it down and the left part came up. It had like got knocked off 90 degrees from horizontal. And then it was twisted from where the tire was. So I tried to get a picture of that. It was like, wow, how does that happen? That's just crazy.
Yeah.
So we saw a bunch of bloodied people, but some of them had quit, which, you know, you quit if you're injured. And some of them just kept going. They're all running and we'd see them later and their arms or their face has blood dripping from it. Yeah, it's wild. That was a wild bike. Okay, the run. Well, then we went to lunch and we came back, finished up some of the biking.
So it was getting hotter.
Yep, it was getting hotter, but the wind was still blowing.
Yeah.
Some of the finish line videos, if you look at the trees, they're just going. So we watched some running. We saw some of the pros were out there and they were being followed by those motorized unicycles. Is that what we're going to call it? So that was kind of cool. They're all standing there following them.
People are like holding on to the camera and doing these little unicycles, not paying attention. You're trying to.
You're just videotaping the first, second, third people.
Hopefully they're paying attention because I would just trip in the road.
Yeah. Well, could you even ride one of those?
Yeah.
You think you could?
Yeah.
You
just have to have core.
Core strength. Oh, forget it then for me. Yeah, leave me to a bicycle. So we stayed in, we moved over to where the finish line was to see where everyone was. And we saw the finishers. We watched the men and the women finish.
Yeah.
So the person we were rooting for was
Patrick
Lange. Yeah. Patrick Lange, 2-time Ironman. That's how you say his name, from Germany. We actually saw him back in, was 2015 or 2016? We had a videotape of him running. He won that Ironman Texas that year. No one knew who he was when he won. And then not that year, but I think the following 2 years, he won the Ironman in Kona.
Yeah.
I think that's what his history was. So he was in it. We were rooting for him. But this guy out of nowhere, Tomas Rodriguez, came up out of nowhere and he won. He won Patrick Lange by, almost 2 minutes. And he was hauling. At the finish line, you come around this corner, you go down this hill, and then you have to run up this hill. This gentle hill, would you say?
Yeah.
To the finish.
Mm-hmm.
And he was hauling, right? Yeah, so
probably just adrenaline.
Could have been. So he came in first, Thomas Hernandez Rodriguez, or Rodriguez Hernandez. His name, I think people knew who he was, so they didn't quite know if it was Tomas Rodriguez or Tomas Anderson or a combination of
Hernandez. You said Anderson?
Hernandez. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Something like that. And then Patrick Lange came in second, and he high-fived us, which was cool. And then Clement Mignon came in third from France. So he was about 5 minutes back from Tomas. So that was cool. We got to see them. We got to see more of the men finish. We got to see Matt Hansen finish. We were rooting for him too. Any of these other people we saw? Oh, we saw everyone else, but we didn't know who they were. Matthew Marquardt, American. First American to finish in fourth. I was looking at Matt Hansen's videos on YouTube. He's talking about it. So, you know, he was a little disappointed in his performance, but...
Yeah.
And then we saw the women.
Kat Matthews, she was first.
Yes. She won last year too.
8 hours and 42 minutes.
Was it the year before or 2 years before? No, year before.
She crashed.
She came to Houston to practice for Ironman Texas and she had a major crash. She got hit by a car or something. So she was out. And so she won last year and this year. So good for her. And then Penny Slater, I think she's from Australia.
Britain, Australia.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's Australia.
Yeah.
So she came in second.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know how you say her name, Lotte Wilm, came in third.
Netherlands.
From the Netherlands? Okay. So we watched them finish. So that was kind of cool watching them. We usually, by the time we get to the finish line, we miss the actual finish of the pros because we're out just watching the age groupers.
Yeah.
So we went back to go watch the age groupers.
For a little bit.
Yeah. Was there any other women we saw? We saw fourth and fifth. I think we saw.
That was all we knew.
Yeah.
So Alice Roberts was the first American.
Fifth place.
Never heard of her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we got to, went down and we started watching the age groupers. And what'd you think? Were they winded? Or they looked like they were battle fatigued?
Yeah, with the wind. I mean, I was happy to get off the bike.
Oh, yeah.
I was so happy to be off the bike.
Because you like running.
And just run, and that wind was crazy.
That wind was crazy.
I wonder what their wind, how fast it was.
I don't know. It was, I mean, we felt the gusts when we were out in the kind of open.
Yeah, but it wasn't as.
But they were really out in the open. They had a constant. Yeah, but they liked the tailwind. Everyone liked it when it was a tailwind.
Yeah. Well, mine was out in the open.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah, it was fun to go watch and get inspired for. We always like to go to those just to inspire us to.
Yeah.
And everyone, start our yearly season of triathlons.
And everyone asks us, who are you here for?
Just us.
We're there for the athletes to cheer them on.
Yeah.
And you posted something on Instagram that just...
What?
Your video of us just driving down the highway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people liked it.
Yeah. On our way to the Ironman Woodland.
Ironman, Texas. Watch us.
Yeah.
Watch the athletes. Yeah. But let's see. So that was Ironman, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Other things that we've done, we've, you're posting stuff on Instagram, which we talked about.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll probably, when I start training, I'll start posting more of my training.
We're still deciding what to do as far as races goes. They're getting really expensive.
Yeah.
I don't remember them being as expensive as they seem to be. I mean,
we could just start training and make our own.
Make our own. Yeah, do our own.
Do our own.
But we're definitely going to sign up for the one in the Bolivar Peninsula.
Uh-huh.
It's a Olympic distance.
Yeah.
And then we're...
That would be kind of fun to do my own.
Do your own. Self-supported.
Yeah.
But we do that all the time. We've done that. How many times have we done that?
Not a full half Ironman of mine.
Oh, you've never done one.
No.
I've done two.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that's because I didn't know if I could finish. So I had to do it. But the problem with that was I did it in the winter when it was cool.
Yeah.
So my time's really great.
But yeah, it's just these races are getting expensive. I mean, like, what do you want to use your money on? What's like the high inflation bills or or races? But I mean.
Yeah, I think we're going to do that one for sure. We might do a sprint this summer. We're still debating of that. But then next year, definitely, you're going to do the half Ironman.
Yeah, darn it.
Texas. So we'll have plenty of training time for that.
Good.
And since it's in the spring, we'll be able to podcast more during the winter. Because in the winter, there's nothing going on for me. You're still working out.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
You're going to train with me.
Now I got to train. Yeah. You're gonna make me train, so I might as well do a half Ironman too, somewhere in the spring. So, what'd I say? Gulf States in Florida, Panama mm-hmm. City Beach.
Yeah,
maybe we'll see.
Depends on his knee, I guess.
Yeah, depends on my knees. All right. Anything else?
I don't know. Just keep.
Well, we have.
I've just been enjoying working out in the spring, whatever, the supposedly spring weather here in Houston.
That's hot. Yeah.
But I've just been trying to do my two days of strength training.
Okay. But do you know what your, I don't think I kept it, Instagram? It's Addicted to Triathlon, right?
Addicted to Triathlon Instagram. Yeah.
Instagram. Yeah. And that's Addicted with the number 2 Triathlon. So Caitlin's doing that one, but she likes to take videos of me when I'm really tired. So I'm sure that's funny for everyone.
And John's just sitting there.
Yeah. I could be having a heart attack. Oh, this would be great. Let me videotape you. And then I started doing one on YouTube, which is at Addicted to Triathlon. So you can check those out. I did some shorts and I did a couple of other videos on there that just think they're kind of fun.
John's had too much fun.
I think they're fun. Videos. We did a bike safety tip, you merging into traffic. I thought that was cute how you did that. You did that very well. I did a top 10.
That's what I always do.
Top 10. Tips for setting realistic triathlon training goals. I think I'll start doing top 10 things. I've got, I think, 8 seven or eight more that I've listed out. So we'll do that. We even put our podcast on there and see if anyone would listen to it. I'll probably do that too. So
it says three views.
Yeah, three views. Look at that.
Were they you?
No. So yeah, we've got some views of our stuff, although I still find it funny on my personal one. I accidentally posted another video on it and I got more views on my personal one as opposed to the one on our Addicted to Triathlon. So help us out. Check us out on YouTube and Instagram. You seem to be doing well on Instagram.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't go crazy on Instagram and look at all the depressing stuff. I just basically...
There's depressing stuff on Instagram? Yeah. Really?
I basically just use the Instagram to watch other workout athletes' stories. I don't really look at other stuff, people doing their hair or anything.
Did you post the winners on Instagram?
Yeah, okay. I did. Yeah, there's some shorts on Instagram, videos of the winners.
They call those reels?
Yeah.
Reels, okay. Because they're real.
Real, yeah.
All right, and this week in Houston, no training outside because of the massive rain that we've had. It's flooding all over Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So we're okay here, but up north it's...
been bad.
They're flooded. So
I feel bad for them.
I know. Just it could have just been more south. I don't know. I don't know how this neighborhood is in floods. Seems to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you dump 12 inches of rain, that's a lot of rain.
Yeah.
Plus you're next to rivers that crested.
Well, we're thinking about moving to Clear Lake.
Clear Lake.
Yeah. Where you can go out and train out there.
Yeah, Clear Lake, Texas, just south.
Webster.
South of Houston, by NASA. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a rocket and put it on my bike and put it on my shoes so I can go faster. I'm going to go over there. Hey, what do you got for personal use? Okay, is that it?
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to our...
Our Big 21.
We'll start coming back to you once we do more training. So,
yeah.
All right. Thanks. And stay addicted.
And try.